It is time once again to bring in Willie Hallahan as we kick off the 10 o'clock hour here on Robin Hood Radio from his website, sportingacause.com, where Willie lists fundraising events that are all somehow sports connected. But also, as important, Willie writes blogs and talks about other things involving sports and fundraisers in our area. And we're glad to have him join us every Sunday morning. Willie, good morning and thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Marshall. I really don't have a lead-in statement to make this morning to reflect our changing time. It just doesn't seem to be anything more to say other than, we have what we have and we're all dealing with it in our own ways. All in my world, the sportingacause.com world, all of the April events I had are canceled now. Most of them were last weekend when I reported. The one holdout, if you will, was the Spring Splash, the fundraiser for the John Rice Memorial Scholarship Fund and the Jane Lloyd Fund. They got together and decided to cancel. It was inevitable. They had just the week before canceled a major fundraiser in the dance they had. So that was a kind of a double hit for them. But it's the same all over. Worthy causes where money, effort, human labor, business, financial support were all expended to hold these events. They're gone. They're gone. And the events, the April events, have either been canceled or postponed. I hope and pray that they don't postpone to September. September is a chock-a-block full month, always, and especially when we go into May. I'll talk about May events in coming weeks. May is a huge month for events too. The weather's turned better. There's a splurge of golf tournaments and running races and everything. They're taking advantage of the spring weather and everything. So if a bunch of those transfer into September, it's just going to be ponderous, and one event's going to be robbing from another. In September there are 15 events per weekend. And that's not counting like the Upper Housatonic Valley Heritage Area Tours, which add another 15 events per weekend. So September, leave it alone. You know, if you got a golf tournament that you've got to postpone, make it in July or August or October even. If you've got a running event, you can schedule them. They're running events all year round, every month of the year. Avoid September if you can. But I'll be reporting on more of those events in the coming weeks. There's one event, April event. I think I mentioned it last week. It's neither a cancellation nor a postponement, and it's the Berkshire South Community Center 5K Run Walk. They turned their event into a virtual event, and I'll come back to that near the end of our talk today because this might be a trend we see more of as we move through this crisis that we're in. And I've blogged about the virtual events before, and I've since had to change my opinion on it because of the changes we're going through. As I said, I'm going to talk about May event cancellations and postponements coming up. They happen. People seem to be taking a month at a time view, and I get it. They're waiting as long as they can to change their events, just because, as I said, so much has been invested in them, and nobody wants to cancel or postpone an event where all this labor has been invested in it. Every dollar counts, whether it's a major fundraiser or a minor one. Every dollar to a nonprofit counts. So, as I said, I'll be addressing those in future broadcasts. There's one item that's coming up in May that I wanted to talk about just because, Marshall, you broke the story Friday about Lime Rock Park has postponed its Touring Car Festival. It's scheduled for May 8th and 9th. They don't have a new date for it yet, but that's big news because it's a big event and it's Lime Rock Park. And we'll be keeping on top of that story. I'm sure the folks at Lime Rock are watching the state of affairs just like everybody else. And we'll be between you and me, we'll be staying on top of that story for sure. back to the virtual events. This is the Berkshire South Community Center, as I said, is turning their 5K run, which is held up in Great Barrington, into a virtual event. Instead of gathering, as they always do for races, whether it's a walkathon, a race, or whatever, when you turn it virtual, as they say in their on their website, the start finish line when it becomes virtual is your driveway. You run from your own home or wherever you want to run. You run your favorite route. You fundraise or pay the fee as you would if you were going to the event, and everybody stays safe. I blogged about virtual events last year. There was a trend towards them anyway. And I blogged not too favorably about the practice. And the reason I did was the reason fundraisers, whether it's a race, a 5K race or a triathlon or a walkathon, the reason they work so well is you're getting a mass of people together for a like cause, like causes. They're getting together to walk or run because they like to walk or run, but they're also getting together to support a cause. And there's an energy with a singleness of purpose that happens when people gather at a certain place with a certain end. And when you see a walk, and I've been to them, when you see something like the Walk to End Alzheimer's, I'll start off, and 400 people are all stepping out at the same time. And they're waving, they're wearing their T-shirts, and they're waving their flags and all that. And there's a camaraderie, a mass camaraderie that's going on. That's part of the reason these events work so well. Up in Pittsfield, there's the Buddy Walk every year that supports people with developmental challenges. 1,500 people get together for these events. And that's the reason why six-figure dollar amounts are raised. And when you have a virtual event, you meet wherever you want and do. Sometimes there's not even an event. It's not even a walk or a run. You do whatever you want, wherever you want, whenever you want, and hopefully fundraise or pay the fee, and that's it. My opinion in my blog was that it left me kind of cold. You know, it's a lesser event. You can't reproduce the energy and all the things I just spoke of at an actual event by turning it virtual. Well, things have changed now, haven't they? We're in this world where we can't gather. We can't summon that energy and camaraderie now. So we're left with this third alternative to cancellations or postponements by having an event by yourself wherever you can do it safely. And I hope this isn't the new normal. I look forward to the day when we go back to an environment where we can hold events again, we can get together again. And of course, it'll come. We don't know when. It'll be a few weeks, a few months, who knows. But in the meantime, disregard that last blog about how virtual events aren't that great. Right now, it's the way to go. And we'll do what we can, and that's one way to do it.
Yeah, it's going to take a while for everybody to get back into the normal swing of things, because we'll return to normal or as normal as possible over a period of time, and that involves businesses slowly opening up again and becoming full-time businesses. Some businesses, unfortunately, will not make it through it. The longer it goes, the bigger and tougher it is. But one thing about the area we live in, and it was shown over the weekend with all the people that showed up to show their respects for the Cohens in Falls Village by driving by and doing a signature of love that way, is that we support our neighbors in the tri-state region, and we support our neighbors via their businesses as well. So I think we'll be a little isolated from that. And you've got people like, and Willie, you've got Lime Rock Park, which is going to have to try to juggle their events with other national events at the same time, which are juggling their events, so it makes it even harder for them. And then you have all the inns, the Sharon Country Inn, the Interlake Inn, all the different inns that are in our area. They are losing, and this is what people don't realize, the business, and they are losing hundreds of thousands of dollars, not thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars. So this is a very strange time, something that we haven't lived through. And we're going to see how this area digs out and once again becomes whole again. And that includes everything that you're talking about, all the sporting events that are fundraisers and more, because there's going to be more need for fundraising events when this is all over.
Yeah. And like you, Marshall, I'm optimistic that we'll return stronger than ever. You know, the human spirit is what it is, and in our area specifically, and especially, we'll be back.
Willie, sportingacause.com is the website. Willie, we'll speak to you again next week, and be safe.
Okay, Marshall, you be safe too. Bye.